In the hadith it is stated, the meaning of it is as follows, that Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, for who abwab rahmah, the doors of mercy, in other words the doors of mercy, abwab qurb, in other words the doors for Allah's qurb nearness, abwab fadl, the doors of Allah's grace, abwabul jannah, and the doors of paradise, Allah Ta'ala opens them up. For whom? The noble companions requested, O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for who? Which action is it that will cause all of these doors to open up? Then Allah's Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, that action is to supplicate to Allah, to pray to Allah, to do dua. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala stated that most of all power, importance, impact, for me is that individual who does dua to me, who supplicates to me. So whilst you're doing dua, open your heart out and do dua to Allah, supplicate to Allah. How many doors open through this action? It is a great action, worship action, to do duas, to supplicate. This is the habit of our pious predecessors. For hours on end they would do dua, supplicate, pray to Allah. They would raise their hands and ask. They would plead and ask. Tadurru khufiya. They would cry in their heart. They would call out. Actually, dua, supplication, all of the acts of worship Allah has given to us, they are all duas. Salah is dua, supplication. Every action, ibadah, that Allah has given to us is prayer, supplication. So purely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person, a servant, when he turns to Allah, always you will see that for dua, there's another hadith that maqsad al-ibadah, that dua, supplication, is, you could say, like the brain, the foundation of any act of worship. Whenever you do worship actions, then your real objective is that you are supplicating to Allah, pleading to Allah. That's when you complete the meaning of that ibadah. Otherwise, you haven't fulfilled the requirement of that ibadah, that worship. So at the end, it's this, that whenever you do an amal, an action, after that, what does the individual do? He supplicates and prays to Allah. Shaitan makes us weaker, makes the individual weak. After practicing an act of worship, he runs off. He says, MashaAllah, Shaitan says, oh, very well done. This is what I wanted from you. And you didn't ask anything from Allah. Because you don't have faith and belief that Allah will give to you. So whoever doesn't have faith, belief, he doesn't ask from Allah. Their hands don't raise up to do dua. Yes, the hands don't even reach to their waist, to their stomach. They don't even raise their hands up to do dua. So my brothers, always ask Allah. What a great, after doing hours of dhikr, for example, then the real action at the end is dua, to supplicate, to pray to Allah. And this is what we have just done. You know what we do regularly? Khatam, khwaj, gan, recitation of the verses. And we do the khatam at the end. The khatam concludes with dua. And such an incomparable dua that we do at the end. Subhanallah. The method we have learned from our pious elders, the duas that we recite, they're mustanad, confirmed, authentic duas from generations, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then after that, the friends of Allah, they do these duas to Allah, these kalimat that we recite. I say regularly, that I've seen, I've witnessed our pious elders in their khankas, after this khatam, they would blow and do dam on the water. And that dam, that water, they would drink. And they would drink that water, and you can use that water for the sick people, for patients, for those affected by jinnat, affected by magic. This has such an impact, so powerful, that you can use this dam water anywhere that you like. I've seen in my life, most of the cancer patients, they got cured through this dam water. I've seen it myself, that's why I'm telling you. So, but this is based on yaqeen, belief, conviction. Yes, so if you've got pain, you can blow on the water, dam, and just like the women folk at home, they're listening to dhikr. So, any issue, any problem, there's no greater wazifa solution than this. All the kalamat that you've just recited, every kalama statement, if you look at the history, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka, ya hayyu ya qayyum, these are those isma azam. attached to the name of Allah. They are, each and every one of them are great wazifa. We couldn't recite these kalamas if I didn't get ijazah from Hazrat Sahib that do this khatam. We couldn't recite this khatam, Khwajgan. So it's very powerful. Great impact and strength, wazifa. So take advantage of this, alhamdulillah. Whenever you have an issue, distress, sickness, depression, then believe this kalamat you're reciting and do dam blow in the water, keep the bottle next to you. If there's anyone sick, if you're not sick yourself, there's someone sick at home, somebody you know, he's a patient, do dam for that person and take the water to that person and let them drink with yaqeen, belief. Alhamdulillah. In other words, this is a great Quran itself that we're reciting. And that time we're reading, which is the recommended time slot that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, and in that tariqah, in that method we're doing, and according to the sunnah completely. So this is a great honor. Allah has made us fortunate that we get the solution to all the issues through this. Instead of sitting at home, that you come and arrive to the dhikr gathering, broken down, tired, alhamdulillah, do dua. If you've got a pain here, just wipe your hand over there. If you've got pain in your head, your headache will be eliminated. If you've got stomachache, that will be solved. Any issues, your political issues, or problems at home, or distress, after that, do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supplicate to Allah. So this what we do, khatam, that we recite here, all the pious predecessors, each verse is connected to our pious sheikhs. The first kalama, Hazrat, the sheikh of sheikhs, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani of the Thawabis, we're asking Allah to convey to him, what can I say about this to you? The pious elders have seen themselves that when this majlis of khatam is taking place, whoever you recite that kalama for, he himself is present there. His arwah, his ruh, soul is present there. They arrive and they see, people see this, witness this. This is a fact. So this is dhikr of Allah. It's a great fact indeed, my friends. Are you giving a minor sacrifice from morning early? You are sitting in the dhikr of Allah gathering. Somebody's got a footache, a legache. Is this not your sacrifice and hard work? Why you sat here? So that you are reciting and sending, asking Allah to give them the reward. Such a great thawab you are asking Allah to give to them. Will Allah's mercy not come from there then? So otherwise you could have prayed salah and left yourself. It's not fard what you're doing, is it? You could have left after salah. You're doing extra, and Allah Ta'ala likes it when you work over and above and do extra effort. So you definitely get the reward for this. The individual gets this when you work hard, make effort. So what does this mean? That there's no reward attached to this? That Allah is not happy and pleased with what you're doing? How many hours you've sat here, how long you are sitting here, you're remembering Allah, and kalimat you've recited, Allah's focus is on us, Allah's attention, Allah's mercy is on us. The doors of mercy are open, the doors of Allah's qurba are open, the doors of paradise are open. If you don't believe, then when you pass away, you will experience. If you don't go to paradise, then tell me. So do dua to Allah. Let's pray that Allah gives us death whilst we're doing dhikr. Anyhow, let's continue. Let's do dua to Allah, inshallah. For the whole ummah, we will do dua. For all our colleagues, we'll do dua. For those who are in distress, we'll do dua.